This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning.
Now, you've actually met the real life Kevin Turf, is that true?
Yes, we have.
How did that come about?
Well, our daughter Rebecca was born on September 11 in 2004. And when she was growing up, when she was about 8 or 9, she used to be really sad because people were all sad on September 11th on her birthday.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to take the kids to New York for a holiday, and we visited the Tribute Museum, and there was a little video that Kevin had done talking about his Pay It Forward movement. And she saw that video, and it was really inspirational for her. And she said, "Mum, that's what I want to do for my birthday this year. I want to do something nice for other people." Mm. And there was a little place that you could write your responses to the things you'd seen in the Tribute Museum.
Yeah.
We wrote it down, and you know, that's really cute. It appears on screen for a couple of seconds, and then it's gone. And she was excited to see what she wrote on screen, like any little girl would be. And then we thought that was the end of it. But when we came home, sort of about a month later, when we came home in Sydney, a package appeared in the mail, and Kevin had sent her a copy of his book. He'd found out somehow. He sent her a copy of his book, and he wanted to encourage her in paying it forward. And ever since then, every year, we've been doing something on her birthday to pay it forward in the community. And Kevin heard about that, and then he wanted to meet her when they came out for the start of the production in Victoria.
Yeah, in Melbourne. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How amazing. Yeah, actually, Kevin mentioned your daughter when we were chatting and how inspirational that's been to him.
Yeah.
So, wow. So this has had a big impact on Rebecca then. How old is she now?
Absolutely. So she's just about to turn 17, and we're starting to think already about what she's going to do for her 17th birthday. On her 16th birthday, we made care packages up and gave them to all the people working in the COVID testing centres near where we live. So she's already thinking about what she wants to do for her 17th birthday to pay it forward.
Wow. That's really beautiful. And you guys have already seen the Come From Away show as well in Melbourne?
Yes, and in New York and in London.
Okay, so you'd recommend it then?
Yes, it's so good. Actually, we even saw it in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago as well when we were visiting my best friend up there. It's so good. It's just so heartwarming and inspirational, and it does exactly what Becca was sort of concerned about. It brings something redemptive and something joyful out of what was such an awful experience.
Mm. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story. How great is it to know that you guys are Hope listeners and you've met the real Kevin Turf as well? He sounds
like a
wonderful person.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks so much for getting in touch. Lovely to talk to you.
You too.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.